What's going on, Fear fans? We are here to talk about Season 5, Episode 8 of Fear the Walking Dead. Is anybody out there? We hope so, because we are reviewing this episode. Our people are working against the clock. Morgan, Grace, and Alicia work to buy time as John and Dwight race back to the truck stop before takeoff. Meanwhile, Sarah and Wendell get help from an unexpected source. We're here to talk about it. Don't click away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Fear fans? How is everybody's night going? We're here on this beautiful Monday night. Hey, guys.
What's up?
So great to have a full panel for the mid-season finale.
Yes.
So
I'm
good.
Very, very excited. I am here with some beautiful people. I've got Krista Flange to my left.
Hey, guys.
And Miss April Wissenhand.
Hey, everybody.
And Sir Benny Adams.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Like I said, guys, we have a full panel tonight. We are very, very excited to talk about the mid-season finale. We've got some special segments coming up later on, you guys. We got our favorite kill segment. Don't forget about that. We've got our How Not to Survive. Thank you, Ryan, for that wonderful soundbite. We've got our How Not to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse, plus a little added favorite segment. We've got our top three characters we don't want to see die. So we're going to give you those later on while we're reviewing the episode. Think about it, guys. We want to hear your comments as well. First off, what did everybody think about the episode tonight?
I liked it.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm. I was
amazing.
A fan.
Yeah? Amazing.
Was anybody surprised?
I was that no one died.
Okay.
It wasn't like our traditional season finale or mid-season finale where you get like something you have to really hang. It's just hanging there.
Yeah.
But I guess this is a shorter break, so we wouldn't have had to wait that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, no one died. Everyone's still living, breathing.
Yeah, each time I thought something bad was gonna happen, it did the complete opposite happen. So that's what surprised me about the finale.
Okay.
That's true. They
Same.
Faked us out a couple times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what made me like the episode so much, is because we're used to, with these shows, so much death and gore, and a lot of times being from our favorite characters. And so I appreciated the fact that like they still gave us that factor, but didn't actually kill them. So they did it the right way. Normally I'd be like, oh, you didn't kill anybody? But I loved it.
Yeah. It was a very suspenseful mid-season finale. And the way, there's like an algorithm that Walking Dead universe, Fear the Walking Dead, follow, where they either, they don't really give you deaths anymore at the mid-season finale. They usually do it at the finale, the episode before the mid-season finale, or the episode right after the mid-season finale.
Yeah, or just like anywhere.
Or just like anywhere. Yeah. Yes, fair, April, fair. Yes, or anywhere.
Right.
So I'm hoping when we come back, there's not like a major death. Because like you guys said, there are some close calls that we're going to talk about in the episode tonight. Mm-hmm. Is everybody relieved that we're out of the radiation zone?
Yeah.
Finally.
We're getting sick of that place.
Right? It was kind of bringing me back to season two when they were on the water, on the yacht.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, we need to move on. We need to move the story along a little bit. Now, we were only 8 episodes in, and they did keep us entertained for those 8 episodes in this radiation zone. They kept, you know, piling on people and piling on things. Did we ever find out remember the decapitated heads that were tied up on the thing? We never found out where those were from.
Did the kids say it wasn't them?
They said that it wasn't them. They said that they were tying.
They were just tying them.
Right, but they weren't decapitating the heads and leaving them up there.
I don't think we ever found out.
Viewers, you know you always keep us on our toes.
Yes.
So if we are missing that, maybe the kids did say that they did it, but I clearly remember that they said that they didn't do it.
Yeah.
That seems a little grotesque for the small children, too.
I mean, they just have freaky stuff.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe it was them and we just missed it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think I'm okay with not knowing at this point.
Really?
Because I'm so happy about just being away from the radiation stuff. So I'm like, you know, it's one that they leave a lot without telling us what it actually is. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll revisit it in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
We'll see. So we start off the episode with kind of a flashback to the beginning of the season where our people are at the denim factory, their newfound home, and they're trying to reach out to people over the radio, and pretty much every single person in our group is reaching out to people. And it once again gets to that point where, you know, we don't think anybody's going to respond. And, you know, Alicia and Morgan have this moment where, you know, Alicia says, they're trying to make up for what they did. Maybe they're the last ones left. And then Morgan, you know, rebuts that with, I know that we're not the last ones that left. Obviously, a reference to The Walking Dead.
Right.
Because he knows there are people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hear Logan's voice, and this is pretty much how it all sets off.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys feel about them setting off the tone of the episode in that way?
I was a little worried at first because I thought it was just going to be, like, Logan-centric. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's not do this on the mid-season finale. And, like, not see what happened to the gang. But so I liked how it worked because then it ended. So it, like, went 180. You got, like, full circle and it ended back with Logan. So I think, like, 5B is going to be definitely more him in that storyline. And it looks like it could be pretty good.
Yeah.
For me, I was a little confused at first. And now that y'all are explaining it, you're going to be like, you're an idiot. But I was like, is this a flashback? Is this a flash forward? Because it looked like they were in the building opposite of Logan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know that Wendell and Sarah Strand have been there. But I'm like, that's where I thought they were at the time. And then he answered, and then it went back. But now y'all are making it make a lot more sense for me.
It's fair to be confused, though, April, because they like to play with these timelines a lot. And it's not very clear where they're like, 2 weeks ago. It's not like a little subtext on the screen that says 2 weeks ago or however long. And then they go into the flashback. It's mostly like camera colors is what we've noticed. Yeah. Where it's like this washed out color or this sepia tone color. Mm-hmm. They like to play with colors and with the flashbacks and flash forwards and stuff like that. Yeah. So I get you being confused.
Yeah, I was a little confused, but I liked that they kind of took us back to that moment where the season started, because essentially it's just gone away, even though it was a huge thing for Strand and all of them. So I like that we circled back. And then, of course, you know, we see how it ends, obviously. But it was interesting to see them just kind of doing their thing and still trying to help everybody. It was not annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really did like it, because if you remember the first episode of the season, it kind of started out just in the middle of them on their mission. So for me, I was a little confused about what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of glad they showed us how it all started.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool.
It was also nice to kind of, and we obviously see what happens at the end of the episode, but I don't want to jump too far ahead. But they really hadn't touched on Logan very much throughout the season. And we all thought that he was going to be a prevalent villain throughout the season, because he was in the first episode. Right. And that wasn't the case. So it was nice kind of seeing or revisiting his character and just the manipulation that he played on our characters to see the progression of how they are or where they came from, if you will. Now, let's talk about Logan very quickly. Him and his people, we obviously saw take over the Denim Factory in later episodes of the season. And they're searching for something. What did you guys think that they were searching for?
I thought it had something to do with the plane. I don't know why, but I was like, it's pretty obvious that that's not here. So it can't be that, but I mean, loosely
it did, but yeah, I mean, true. But that's okay, fair.
I had no idea.
I had no clue whatsoever. I don't know, like Logan, I'm still iffy about him. I'm still trying it, because he wasn't, like you said, we didn't really see him this much for this season, and so he just doesn't scream big bad to me, you know? So I'm still trying to warm up to him, and I don't know.
That's an interesting point, though, Benny, because we have seen several villain characters on Fear the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead, and usually they come out of the gate with something that sets them off as either crazy or, you know, really, like, just creepy or some kind of, you know, something that sets them apart to show, like, oh, this is going to be the villain. And I agree with you. I don't get that from Logan either. I feel like he's more of like a down-to-earth, and I don't know if that's scarier.
I know.
He's like a, you know, not that he's old, but like, he's kind of an old man in comparison to everyone else. Yeah. Not everyone, like, you know, we have Daniel, who's a little older as well, but he's the unlikely villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, and I'm sure we'll talk about this later, but now he wants to, like, find redemption. And so it's like, do we trust him or
no? I don't know,
I'm just confused.
I think we need to be skeptical for sure.
Yeah, and if he's good, then who's the big bad then, you know?
So maybe it's the people decapitating heads in the radiation zone.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to go back to that. I don't know why it's bothering me so much. So let's talk about Dwight and John really quick, just to kind of get that storyline out of the way. So they're still searching for Sherry, but then they realize, obviously, the power plant is about to explode, so they need to get their way back. June is obviously trying to walkie John, and of course the walkies don't work. Surprise, surprise.
He goes dead. Never gone dead before.
Of course. And so they're trying to race back to the truck stop, obviously, before the plane takes off. And in that time frame, they're trying to find a car that works. And this is kind of where we get this tone of what happens at the end of the episode. So they're having a really hard time trying to find a car with gas in it. And they find a car with gas in it. It's a full tank. We think, oh, they're going to get back. Easy breezy. Let's mm-hmm. do this. And then the car winds up dying.
Right.
And Dwight says something like, oh, the gas is going bad. So they're kind of alluding to what happens at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't want to jump too far. But when somebody says that in the episode, like the gas is going bad, what did you guys think?
I thought it was a setup somehow. Like every other car doesn't work, won't start, can't even get a fuse lit. And then miraculously this one works and you can, it has a full tank of gas. And he saw that because he saw the little candy wrappers at the top, so clearly someone had been using it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, if you think someone's actively using it, then this just seems like trouble. And then when they break down later, I thought that as well. Clearly I was very much so wrong. But to me, it just scared me a little bit at first. But I mean, they had to get a car. They have to get back, so.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised it's taken this long for them. I mean, shouldn't that have been on everyone's mind that eventually the cars were going to stop working?
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have gas supply anymore, and also all of these cars are getting older.
Yeah.
But we're like, there on The Walking Dead right now, but we're not there on Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yes, that's true. But, like, I wish in Fear that they... But then again, it's just, like, you have so much to process that's not going to be around anymore. But it's, like... Eventually, you guys are going to get stuck somewhere because you're not going to have a working car. And, like, we saw it happen today.
Yeah.
I do want to revisit what you just said, April, about it being on The Walking Dead and not Fear the Walking Dead. But I want to talk about that later. Mm-hmm. So, during this time frame, we see that John tells Dwight the truth about the letter. So, he tells him that he's found this letter from Sherry. And it's pretty much just her saying, obviously, to Dwight, you know, I don't want you to look for me.
Right.
And Dwight turns to John and he says, you know, I respect that and I'm going to help you get back to June. Because throughout this entire time, John and June have been pretty much separated.
Right.
And he, from what I got from Dwight, he doesn't want to happen what happened with him and Sherry to happen between him and Dwight, John and June.
Yeah.
And it being his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get that same message?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was like, okay, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Because I was a little confused by why he had such a quick change of heart. I thought he was going to put up more of a fight.
We said the same thing. I mean, it was confusing as far as, like, why did he wait and then just, like, reveal it all of a sudden. But it makes sense just for, like, them moving the story along.
Right.
But, and then even in last night's episode, you know, obviously we saw, we all had a lot of stress for John, and I've had a lot of stress for him this season, but I kept thinking the whole time, and I'm wondering if y'all did too, because, you know, he makes this grand speech when the car stops working and things like that.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, it's happening. We all thought this. We were also afraid. But then I was like, wait, he's with Dwight. They're not going to get, like, essentially, if he's with him, like, they both have to get away. If if he can't get to the plane, then Dwight can't either. So neither of them are going to make it, and they're both going to be off the show. So it gave me hope the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, I thought neither of them were going to make it, but they were still going to survive. They were going to do the whole, like, split up thing like they usually do.
Okay.
So I thought that's what was going to happen.
I totally thought that, too. And I was like, not again.
Right. And they'll be reunited, like, three seasons later.
Yeah.
So when John is walking June and he's saying, you know, just find something to live for. If you live, you just promise me if I'm not there in time, you guys take off. Then they see this note on the tree. Did anybody read the note clearly?
It said, I mean, I forget what it said now, but something like, if you're reading this, you're still here.
And something about hope, right?
Yes.
There's hope.
Yeah.
Was that from Sherry?
I mean, shouldn't we question that?
Long shot.
Also, Sherry's still got to be there somewhere because no one can get out of this town. So how did she just, you know what I mean?
And my thing is, if she's still
isn't she
dead now because of all the, like, the entire radiation cloud just, like, covered that area?
So whoever it was.
I think it was one of those things, like, you read something and it makes you think of something.
Right.
So it sparked, like, if you're reading this, you're still here. Oh, well, Sherry should still be here because we can't get out. Even in chat, Rob Young Hands. Sorry if I said that wrong. He said 8 episodes to get over a mountain?
But
it's true. Like, no one can get over it. So I think it was, I don't know if we know that it's her, obviously, or Sherry writing it.
Or how long it's been there.
Right. Yeah. But it was kind of just one of those things that made him think of it.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like a sign.
Yeah,
almost,
it was.
I feel like, you know, they were losing hope, and then they see this sign, or they see this tree with this message on it, and it gives them, like, all this inspiration to just keep going forward and they keep pushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they get back to the plane in time. I want to put a pin in that very quickly to move on to our next topic, which is Morgan Grace and Alicia. Mm-hmm. So last episode we saw that Alicia had gotten some blood on her face, and you guys obviously talked about this again, but I just need to give my reaction because I was legit shocked. I was like, no, what?
I didn't even realize it.
And it just goes to point out that the writers did such a great job this season about making this radiation thing very high stakes, because we were like, no, stay away from them, don't touch them. Like, we were all on edge about it. So it was kind of nice to see one of our characters have a close encounter with it. Mm-hmm. Where that goes, obviously, we don't know, because obviously we know that radiation takes a little bit of time mm-hmm. to kind of take its toll and, you know, run its course. But we see Alicia decontaminating herself. So that was a little bit of a relieved moment for me. Mm-hmm. And God, thank God for Grace, you guys.
Right, like the saving grace
of the episode, because
literally,
I'm like, she might have been dead if she wasn't driving around with this water truck.
Yeah, exactly. I just keep thinking, I'm like, water's not gonna do it. I mean, maybe it will, but I don't think that we're gonna be that lucky as viewers to just be like, oh, well, she took a bunch of showers, she, you know, drank a lot of water, she's good to go.
Yeah. What gave me hope is because Grace, obviously, she knows more about this than any of the other characters, and she told Alicia, you're gonna be fine, Alicia, don't worry. So that's what gave me a little sense of, alright, maybe she will be okay, because why would she be saying that to her?
Right.
She seems like an honest person that will, that would be straight up with you.
Yeah.
I feel like she was saying it though because it's like, we have bigger issues to worry about.
True.
And like, this isn't gonna be happening right now, but there's a horde of walkers coming our way, so like, get out the shower, the water's running out, let's go.
She's just like literally in the shower just like, I'm gonna reminisce about life right now,
right?
And Grace is like, girl, we gotta go. You're using up all my water. Does anybody think there's something in the water that helps decontaminate them, or is it just water?
It's supposed to be just water because you're not supposed to put anything else on you. With, I mean, like, back in science class, wasn't it just like, you can't do anything?
Oh, that's fair.
It's like, you're just supposed to, like, no soap. You're not even supposed to, like, scrub.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, thank God somebody was paying attention in science class.
Right?
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, just like, remember when they had, like, the showers, and they'd be like, if you get, just go press the thing.
It's usually, and it's on the warning labels of literally every chemical out there, like bleach. If you get it in your eye, just rinse your eyes out with water.
So,
like,
hopefully,
thanks.
But.
Huh. But, like, she's, I guess she didn't swallow it, but she definitely got it.
No, so yeah, she might, and I think Grace was also kind of like, well, look at me, I'm still here, so we'll see.
Yeah, but Grace is dying, so.
Yeah, that's true, but that? Like, you can't see it.
She's dying.
Yeah.
Aw. Ace in chat said, Grace panicked though when they tried to drive away and crash the truck. And she, I was like, really?
We're going to talk about that right now, because that'll be also be in our favorite segment episode, you guys. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
So I just want to kind of point out, alluded to it earlier, we've got these walkers, they're following Alicia, Grace, and Morgan, and Alicia has this moment where she tells Morgan, you know, I just couldn't, back at the treehouse, I just couldn't kill them anymore, I should have just led them away. Mm-hmm. And that raises the flag for Morgan to where he goes into his sensei BS about how he has all of the biggest eye roll, you guys. He goes through this whole, like, you know, about her his exercises, about how they helped him when he was going through that time, and I really don't want them to have Alicia's character go through that same thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
I just don't. I can't handle another character going through that. Maybe it won't be on the same level that he was, the extreme level that he was at, but it's still like, I just feel like it's so condescending when he's saying these things. And I want to shoot it over to April because, you know, Morgan's one of your favorite characters.
Love him.
And you stand by him to death. I want to know what you thought about this episode, that moment, sorry.
Yeah. I definitely, I'm like, I that's the least Morgan that I've ever liked, or that's the part of him that I've liked the least, I should say, is when he was so like, you can't touch a walker, you can't do this, like, oh my gosh, no, let's not go there. That little snippet of the episode I could have done without, but I think that they're doing it for a reason, like, even if it's like, I think it's majority of viewers, just from like what I've read and things like that, didn't love that part of Morgan either. But I think they're doing it because, you know, they're trying to establish this connection, which it's fully working for me with Grace. That's why I'm like, oh, I forgot she was dying. Because just like two episodes ago when they kind of started this, we all talked about we're kind of feeling it already. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they did it for a reason, but no, I don't like it. And dear God, if they make Alicia go through that, I'll die.
I will die. It's too much.
I get it. Like, I don't like it either, but I think they're doing it to just give them a sense of humanity, mm-hmm. maybe, yeah. because, you know, these were once living people.
Yeah.
And, you know, killing all these zombies can take a toll on you, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's giving them a sense of, you know, I'm human. I can't do this, you know, forever. And
mm-hmm. I mean, I get why they're doing it. I get why Morgan went through that storyline. I just can't go through it again.
Yeah. Yes. We've already seen it.
Exactly.
I think we get it. Yes.
They did a good enough job establishing why. Mm-hmm. And then, like, somebody gets bit and then they all change their minds. Mm-hmm. So, like, we've learned our lesson as viewers of Fear the Walking Dead. Like, this is why, this can kind of pull at you. But, like, we've done that for sure.
So their whole plan is to lure the walkers toward the power plant because of the siren that's going off. Mm-hmm. And Grace alludes to in the beginning of the episode, like, when the siren goes off, that's when we need to worry. And of course it does. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the power plant explodes, leading Grace to crash the car, as one of our viewers mentioned in the comments.
Yeah.
When she crashed the car, I was like, are you serious?
Right?
There's literally no, like, but are you serious? There's literally no cars on this road except for one, and you managed to crash into it?
Yeah.
And the thing is, how long has she had this car? And then all of a sudden, she hits it, she crashes it, and she's had this car for this long.
Yep.
But she literally, that's what I could, I mean, you just fishtailed.
Yeah.
Okay, you're driving fast, whatever. Yeah. But it was just the most awkward hit. Like, you're never going to hit that in real life.
Yeah.
Like, you could have maneuvered around that.
She was very upset about it.
I mean, because this is pretty much her baby. Like, she's been decontaminating everybody in this truck. I mean, I guess in fairness, she wasn't really going to need it anymore once they got to the plane. But they needed to get to the plane with this truck. And obviously, finding a truck or finding a car that works is really hard right now.
Yeah.
So, not the best time to crash your car.
No.
But they do get back to the plane just in time with this entire horde of walkers. And what I loved about this moment is that we see all of the people as Al and Strand are trying to start the plane. Mm-hmm. All of these people holding off these walkers, waiting for Dwight and
John
mm-hmm. to come through. And we see this moment with June saying, you know what, we can't wait any longer. And she, in my mind, her sitting there and saying, you know, we can't wait any longer. And they had maybe an extra 2 minutes. They could have waited another 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they were ready.
Yeah.
They were ready to fight you guys.
Yeah.
I think that was her saying, John doesn't want me to put myself in danger for him.
Mm-hmm.
So let us get out now. And he certainly wouldn't want everybody to put their lives in danger just for them.
Right.
So when they said they were leaving, you guys alluded to it earlier. Did you really think that they were going to leave them behind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down.
So did I.
Number one question that I had to ask for y'all, though, I was like, is that not the dumbest thing? Like, John telling June, like, you know,
it's
you have to
typical,
leave, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, you need to be like, I'm coming to find you then.
Yeah.
Stand by
that,
your fans.
Another thing, too. Yeah. And I was just like, also, he made it sound like, oh, if I don't get on that plane, we're going to never see, like, stranger things have happened. You could have been like, I'll find you. We'll find each other again.
We'll figure it out.
Wasn't John, like, miles away from her, though?
It still doesn't make sense.
I was like, she
shouldn't have made it back, or they could have met in the middle, I don't know. Or she could have stayed behind and died in the,
in the radiation cloud.
Yeah.
Why do you really want something to die?
If she stayed around, she would have died in the radiation cloud. I forgot about that.
They both would have, I mean, John and Dwight would have pretty much died in the radiation
cloud.
That's
true, he probably wouldn't have made it, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, how far, okay, so we know that Dwight and John were, like, 15 to 20 miles, but how far were Alicia, Morgan, and Grace, because they ran.
And they made it back on foot, yeah.
Yeah.
They must have been close.
Yeah.
But my thing was, they were going toward the power plant with the walkers, because that's where they were leading them to. So, we have a lot of questions, you guys.
Yeah, we're like,
it seems a lot of people had a lot of good luck this episode.
Yes.
Very, very good luck.
But I think they did it well. Like,
they did.
I hate the fact that they made it to the... I was like, you made it to the plane.
Yeah.
So
no, I was glad.
Definitely,
I would have been mad.
Agreed. Definitely not mad. I'm not sitting here critiquing the episode as I hated it. No, I love that everyone made it back.
Everyone was very lucky.
Yes. Everybody was very lucky. So, like we said earlier, John and Dwight get back to the plane just in time. They all get onto this plane, and then we have this really, you know, just nail-biting moment of them having to take off, because we've already crashed one plane. Let's not crash another one. We've got this radiation cloud coming in. Mm-hmm. They've got to make, like, a hard left, and they wind up getting out of there just in the nick of time. Everybody's on board. We didn't lose anybody.
No.
At this point, in this moment, while we're all on the plane, in this point of the episode, did anybody still think that somebody wasn't going to make it?
I did.
Yes.
I was like, oh,
maybe someone would
die.
Fall out the back of the plane. I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was just getting real touch and go there for a bit.
Where's the door? Are they taking the door off for the weight, I guess?
Maybe, because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, they're trying to get the walkers off.
So they can close,
so they can
the,
close
door.
The door. So this radiation dust doesn't get inside the plane.
Yeah.
And then it never closed.
And they flew directly through the radiation dust. So now isn't everyone kind of affected?
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
What if, like, they're all infected?
It's not like no one told them to be like, cover your mouth. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought they missed it. I thought that was the point of, like, making that
hard
turn.
They, like, tailed through it.
Strand and Al, like, went through it. But I think they were totally closed in. There were no windows open by them. But, I mean, I don't know. It looks like part of the plane went directly through it.
Well, we're clearly not radiation experts. But I also think it has a lot to do with the time that you're inside.
It's like how long you're exposed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think maybe a 0.2 seconds isn't going to... Hopefully
they might have, like, babies with tails, but other than that...
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody might be dying of cancer in, like, 20 years.
Yeah, but right now, we're okay.
Exactly. And a lot of stuff happens on this plane ride. I mean, we've got the kids. The kids are safe. Mm-hmm. Kids are fine. Finally. So glad that's over.
Right.
We all know I'm glad that's over. Yeah. And then we see this proposal between John and June. And once again, just wrapping up the love story between these two. They just keep us so entertained with their love story. And I never get tired of it.
I love that. Same. That was probably one of my favorite parts.
Me too.
Of this episode. Because this is the first proposal, I think, in, like, the Walking Dead franchise.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but
Fear the Walking Dead.
We had Glenn and Maggie, obviously.
Yeah, Glenn and Maggie. Yeah,
but
in Fear the Walking Dead, this is the first one. So yeah, I liked it, and now it just makes me like that couple even more because they're that couple.
Yeah.
You know, that you want them to just stay together.
Yeah. Which is, like, bad news for the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now the hard part is actually landing the plane. They've got to make a runway, which is where Sarah and Wendell come in. Before we get to that topic, though, I'm going to shoot it over to Benny for a few words.
Yes. So if we want to thank you guys so much for just taking the time to watch us and for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. But in order for us to grow even more, we need your help. So if you are on iTunes right now, go ahead, give us a thumbs up or a 5-star. If you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us, and we just want to continue to give you guys good content. So go ahead, leave us a comment, let us know how we're doing, and we're going to continue giving you amazing, good content.
Yeah.
Yes.
We love you guys. We do the show for you. Like I said, it's the mid-season finale, so we're going to have a little bit of a break. We're going to miss you guys. But like Benny said, if you're listening to us on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. If you're on Spotify or iTunes, give us 5 stars. We only like 5 stars, you guys. I'm going to shoot over to April for some maybe shout-outs.
Yes, we got some good stuff. Charmed Original is telling us about a lot of radiation stuff on another show on HBO. Ooh. There are people that are still alive today that were exposed to radiation.
Chernobyl!
Exactly. And he said, It's just a story arc to have all of our characters realize how much they want to live after being so close to death. Mm. Which, Alicia, I feel like she's been through that before, but maybe she needed another little hit. And then I love, A says, I really thought John Dory would fall off the plane right after he proposed.
Could you imagine?
I would have just closed my computer right
and also, we've done people falling out of the plane
like,
and dying
Travis
on this show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. The other good one from Charmed Original also, the thing they were pulling the walkers on that they cut off was the door, so that army type training.
Okay, yeah.
So not like an actual,
because it was an army plane,
a metal door still, so not like just the net. Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect, got it.
So I don't know if I'd call it a door, but I guess a door for all intents and purposes in the show. Yes,
a blockage, if you will.
Yeah,
something that keeps them from falling out of the plane, some of our people in the chat thought that John might.
Yes.
So let's talk about Sarah and Wendell, because they have been, at least for me personally, they've been some of my favorite characters, and they're just one of those underwritten characters.
They are.
We never get to see them, and I just want to go back to this moment between Sarah and Logan in the beginning of the episode, because this is where we really see Sarah and, like, just her personality shine through, because I do love her character, and it's pretty much just her telling Logan, you know, we need your help. I was in your shoes. I did all of this stuff to your partner, Clayton, and I regret it till this day.
Yeah.
I don't want the same thing to happen to you. And he pretty much tells her to F off. Like, I wasn't expecting anything different.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of was. For a second, I was like, maybe she
didn't
want to get
through.
Yeah.
She did give a good speech.
Yeah.
D- Did anybody else think that maybe he was, or no?
I was like, he's too hard. He's just like, I'm an old man. I want to do my thing. Leave me alone.
Yeah. I was hopeful, but I was like, he's not going to. But I was like, I was empowered. That was great.
Yeah. I knew it was. He was going to say something smart at the end.
Yeah.
And he did. So,
yeah. So their pretty much mission, because everybody's got a mission this season, is to light up the runway, because otherwise the plane is going to crash.
Right.
I honestly, guys, and this is just because of my aviation skills, I thought that you could land a plane without lights. I mean, if you have a clear...
I mean, they couldn't see. Like, we see them looking down. Because you'd,
like, nosedive into the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, and even when they finally do, you know, they're, like, almost at the ground already. They have to pull up. But I would assume this... I mean, technically, it's not that you can't. Like, as long as you're on flat ground, but you just don't know where you are.
It's like, how hard are you going to hit the ground? Where are you going to... Yeah.
Okay. Well, clearly, I'm not a pilot, so I have no idea.
In real life, their eyes would have adjusted a little more. They probably could have seen a little something without any lights around.
But, hey, they crashed a plane before, so... They all survived. Yeah. So,
that's true. And I'm pretty sure this time they were like, we don't want anything working against us. We've already crashed a plane. We want all the lights. And they're like, Sarah and Wendell, you have one job. One job for this entire season to get these lights on. And that's where Daniel comes in, and he winds up helping them with some Christmas lights, which I thought was very festive.
That was so good. Very Daniel.
Daniel is very Daniel, and I'm glad that he's back. So is Charlie. We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. But he pretty much winds up saving the day, because they probably would have crashed the plane if it wasn't for these lights. And as soon as the plane lands, we have some different moments, and I want to talk about them really quick. Alicia and Strand, when he says your mom would have been, she would have been very proud of you, and she turns and says, you too.
Loved it.
My heart just like squeeze.
And it just brings me back to the fact that, you know, Madison was such an impactful character on this show, where a whole season has gone by, and there's still little things that'll make you go, oh, Madison. You know what I mean? I know, Ryan. Thank you for that. It is. It really is.
She was the glue that just stuck them all together.
She really was.
And that's why she still has, like, such a huge impact on the show, even after being gone.
Yeah. Look at where their characters are now. Strand used to be... I mean, even though he saved a lot of people, he was also a total douchebag.
He was.
Yeah.
Alicia went through this bratty phase, and she's just trying to kill everybody phase. Now she's helping people. Mm-hmm. Like, they've come so far, and a lot of it is because of the effect that she had on them. So,
yeah.
I don't know. They're, you know, they're the OGs, so they're my faves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot to talk about Wendell's moment. We talked about Sarah's moment. Wendell's moment, I mean, with this killer wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Pun intended.
How sick was that?
Like,
that
was
so sick, but I didn't... That was a close call, you guys.
That was the thing, the one that I was the most scared about. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how much it would have affected me until it was happening. And I was like, oh God.
I thought he was a goner for sure. I was like, this is our kill. They waited till the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah, oh, no. Right.
But like, he's sacrificing himself.
I know,
he's,
I loved it.
He fell on the ground just so he could go plug the lights back in. Like, it was the probably hero. One of my favorite moments.
He was definitely
episode.
One of the MVPs of this episode.
Him and Daniel saved the day.
Yeah, and not to mention this, the actor that actually plays Wendell is paralyzed in real life.
Oh, wow.
So for him to do that scene of crawling. I mean,
it's
pretty epic, you guys.
That.
It is.
Yeah. Here's what I thought was going to happen. I thought because he's paralyzed from the waist down, the walker would have bit him on the leg and he wouldn't have felt it. And then until the end, somebody was going to be like, oh, you're bleeding. And then, so I should be right on this show.
You should. Good.
I thought that's what was going to happen. I'm glad it didn't, because I do like Wendell.
Yeah.
Good question. Since his legs don't work and he got bit, would he have gotten
infected? I think
infected?
We could have
his bloodstream.
We just chop him off in time, maybe?
Yeah, he can't feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel terrible for saying that, but he can't.
You just have to do it, like, super quick, though, because it depends how fast it gets the rest of you.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
No blood loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Wendell makes it. I'm glad that he survived. We also see Dwight seeing Daniel for the first time. We see Alicia seeing Daniel for the first time since everything has gone down.
Right.
And I like that moment, too. It was kind of like a let's move forward moment, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Me, too.
Yeah.
Loved their reunion. Lots of good reunions. Tonight.
Lots of good reunions. And then out of nowhere, here comes Logan talking about this gas thing.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, gas is going bad, which I didn't think that could happen. I looked it up, and apparently, it takes about 3 to 6 months for gas to go bad in a sealed container.
Oh, that's not very long.
That's what I was saying. So I was like, what took it so long?
Yeah.
And April, you alluded to it earlier with The Walking Dead. I felt like they had gas in cars
for a long time.
So
I guess if they were like tapping into the gas pump still, but wouldn't that be the same thing?
I don't know.
Because maybe they sealed, either way, I think everyone got real lucky. So. Yeah.
Once again, just luck throughout.
Because this was before the test, TV magic. Like the hybrid.
It is TV magic. Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
Did you say it's before the hybrid?
It's like our hybrid car. So yeah, you know, we don't know.
But once again, leave it to Fear the Walking Dead to give us challenges that we haven't seen on The Walking Dead. I mean, the radiation, the boat. Mm-hmm. Like there have been lots of things where now gas, a gas shortage. There have been a lot of things, and Logan pretty much tells him that's exactly what his group was looking for.
Yeah.
And if they want to reach out to people and help them, they got to get to them. So they need gas. Mm-hmm. And he apparently, with his partner Clayton had like maybe a reserve or something. I don't exactly know what.
Yeah.
But there's a location where gas is.
He was making
gas.
He's
yes. People working on it or were. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like they have like a, they're actually making gas, but there was a location where they were trying.
They're figuring it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see where the whole gas thing goes. I'm excited to see who this woman was over the walkie.
Me too.
I mean, they want to help her. She sees the plane, even though, you know, she's at all this other time to kind of say, hey, I need your help. But now that you've seen a plane, now you want help, but I'm not getting into that right now. We'll see. I hope they revisit that. Any other last moments, thoughts on the episode, you guys?
No. It was amazing.
No? It so was. Good. It was a
it
very
was
good,
so good
mid-season finale. Even though, like you said, April, no one died.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Very satisfied.
I'm glad the break is short.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Same. Let's move into our special segments, you guys. I want to start off with our favorite kill segment of the episode. Let's get into it. Who was some of your favorite kills this episode, you guys?
I mean, I don't know if we're all going to have the same here, but I loved Wendell's killer wheelchair.
That was so good.
Yeah. That was so dope.
That was my fave.
I loved when John got onto the plane and he and Morgan like double stabbed those walkers to make them fall off.
Yeah. That was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, mine was on the plane and they just, when the walkers were hanging on, they were able to get the walkers off.
Yeah. I'm going to go with you, Krista. Yeah. I think the wheelchair was pretty cool, and Wendell obviously is one of our favorite characters. So I thought that was one of our favorite kills. You guys, let us know yours. I want to move into our next segment, our How Not to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse. Pretty much what you shouldn't do during a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. And we already talked about it, but I think one of our major moments was not crash a car that you need to get back to a plane when you have to escape a radiation cloud.
Rookie mistake, right?
Let's not do that.
I think that's it. That's the one. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yes.
Any other maybe moments that stick out to you
guys? There's one. Don't take a long shower when radiation is, you know,
coming your way.
You're in danger of it, you know? Yes.
Move things along.
Very smart. Yes.
Yes. And I'm going to just take it one step forward to the, one step further with the car crash. If there's a siren that is leading these walkers toward it, just let them go, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to monitor the walkers every step of the way. Yeah. No. We've got other stuff that we need to do.
Like, don't get farther away from the plane that you know has to take off soon.
Yes. Right.
But whatever.
Yeah. But everybody worked. It all worked out, you guys. Everybody's fine. Let us know your How Not to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse moment. And our last segment of the night would be our top three characters we don't want to see die. And we collectively decided as a group, number three would be Daniel.
We've got
him on the screen. His very smoldering look. Probably on the yacht. Probably season two, I'm thinking, because there's a lot behind him. Why Daniel, you guys?
I feel like he's been saving the day these last couple episodes. Yes. And I just think now that we've been reintroduced to him again, and like he's so good on his feet, and I just like now I want to keep him around because I think he ups their survival chances.
I think so too. He just seems like an essential part that where I used to not like him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I kind of like the way that you're so hard and you're like, no, we have to do what's going to keep us alive. Mm-hmm. And he just seems like something that they need because everyone, you know, not to hate on them, but everyone's being a little soft right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanting to help everybody. That's great. Love helping. But like, you have to have somebody that's like, okay, we also have to survive.
Yeah.
Ever since the first episode, he's been that guy that's just helped everyone out. And that's been like the guy for everyone to look to figure out how to get out of a tough situation.
Yeah.
So like you said, he's a very, very important part.
Yeah.
Of the show.
Yeah, he definitely pushes the story along, so I would hate to see him die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our number two character, you guys, would have to be Al or Althea, whatever you want to call her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that we said Althea. Well, I nominated her because she's one of my favorite characters, especially after the whole episode with Isabel. And that's pretty much why I didn't want her to die, is because I wanted to be reunited with Isabel.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she is also one of those characters that I love because she does what she does. She is so just passionate about getting these stories mm-hmm. and keeping these stories alive for after the zombie apocalypse that I couldn't imagine this show without her.
I think her storyline's pretty, like, central mm-hmm. to a lot of the plots that we've had so far, too. Her trying to get the story and them getting in trouble. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just think she brings a lot.
I agree. And she can just do so much. Like, she crashed the first plane, but, like, who wouldn't crash the first plane they've mm-hmm. ever flown? But she...
rebuilt the second one.
Exactly. There's just every... Like, she... Is there anything that she can't do right. at this
yeah.
point?
Yeah. Yeah. She's just such, like, a huge risk taker. And she's so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just want to keep watching her more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing what she's going to do and how her character is going to develop.
I completely agree. And that brings us to our top... person character that we don't want to see die would have to be obviously Alicia.
Of course,
Alicia is our
OG,
OG, pretty much one of the only
remaining member of the original family. Yeah. So yeah, let's keep her alive.
Oh,
let's keep
her alive. Strand.
Yes, yeah. But no, the Clark family. Yeah.
The Clark family. Yes, yes.
R.I.P.
I mean, after Madison, after Travis, after Nick. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be very, very, very hard to see Alicia go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that I'd be able to stand it.
She's the Norman Reedus of Fear the Walking Dead.
Yes.
She is.
I agree with you.
I would say that her mom was Rick Grimes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
In chat, Raymond Nerva says they better not kill John Dory.
I mean,
we had like everybody on this list,
of course.
But we wanted mm-hmm. to give y'all some like special stuff. Yes.
We were saying like we can't even imagine them killing off any of these characters,
yeah.
which scares me because that's what they do. They kill off the character that we have such an emotional tie to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and that's what's scary.
The writers have done such a good job with having us get emotionally attached to these characters. Like I said, especially Sarah and Wendell, who are very underwritten. But we still love these characters. Mm-hmm. And we saw that tonight. Like, if Wendell would have gone, we all would have been devastated.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
I mean, yeah.
We'll
see. Those are our special segments, you guys. I do want to get very quickly into some news and gossip for you guys. I'm going to shoot it over to Benny very quickly.
Yeah, so we have a couple of things to talk about for our news and gossip. First, I want to talk about the what to expect for the remainder of the season. So if you thought that you kind of knew what you're gonna get into, you might be a little bit wrong. One of the showrunners was saying they're on a mission to find gas, but that might not be the only mission. There's gonna be a big surprise
going on.
So that's gonna be exciting to find out. What that surprise is going to be.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then we have a little more of the third installment mm-hmm. of the franchise. Ooh. So they're talking more about it. We still don't have a title of the episode, but it's going to focus on young adults who only know a life among the walkers.
Mm-hmm.
But
like
they
that.
Grew up behind walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they know what walkers are. But they've never killed the walkers before.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So now they're going out on their own for the very first time. And one of the showrunners was saying, you know, some of these kids are going to end up being heroes. And some of these kids are going to end up being villains.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's going to be like a coming of age type of show.
I'm excited about that. I mean, there's a lot of things to look forward to, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and July 29th, I think there's going to be a trailer or a longer preview of that new one.
Sweet.
So.
Got it. Perfect. I mean, I'm ready for a breath of fresh air. I mean, Fear the Walking Dead has been on for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Walking Dead has been on for, what, 8 seasons now?
It'll be nice to have a new one.
Yeah, I agree with you. So that is our review of Season 5, Episode 8, our mid-season finale, you guys. We will be back, obviously, for the second half of Season 5. I'm going to let you guys tell our fans where you can find you.
Hey, guys, you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And you guys can find me at Benny J. Adams on all social media.
And I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. We will see you guys next time, second half of the season.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
This guy's at
Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.